First fear of being a target if you have money. Do you have a pen and a paper? Can we go through it quickly? Raise your hand if you have a pen and paper. Great. All right. Close your eyes for this first question, which you need to ask yourself. Take some deep breaths, breathe in through your nose. Hold it for a couple of seconds and slowly breathe out through your mouth. I'm going to say a statement. You repeat in your mind 7 times with your eyes closed. And when you say that, something may pop up in your mind. So this fear is around the fear which we pick through the environment, where we probably have observed someone being targeted or subjected to anger when they have money. For example, if you're watching news as a child, you may all of a sudden see a news where there is a theft or somebody got murdered or something happened and they were looted. And in all the scenarios, money is usually the reason for people to go through such things. Let's bring that inner child. And if you don't get anything, that's absolutely fine. We have more questions. We can go through them. For now, close your eyes. With your eyes closed, in your mind's eye, repeat the statements. I recognize my association of money with being targeted. I recognize my association of money with being targeted. Repeat this statement in your mind 7 times. I recognize my association of money with being targeted. Once you're done, write down what has come to your mind. If something has come to your mind, if you have seen some event, some memory from the childhood, write down how old were you. First number which comes to your mind is absolutely fine. Don't analyze it. Don't think about it. Write down first number which comes to your mind. All right. The next question would be, around the anger related to money. How it works is, people hold anger towards money for whatever reason. And when they hold that anger, they vibrate at certain frequency. They emit that frequency outside, and that's what they're going to receive. That's the reflection. That's how it works. So if you are being subjected to anger, or if you are holding this fear, if you have more money, you'll be subjected to someone's anger. Then we need to first recognize, are we holding some anger inside us? It could be completely related to money, or it could be something else. But if we are holding anger, then there is a need for us to recognize it. It could be related to your relationships. It could be related to anything. If you're holding anger, that's what you're going to invite. It's not like a punishment. It is like when you hold something, that's where you vibrate, and what you vibrate is what are you going to invite in your space. So for second question, we are going to recognize or store anger. And when we talk about stored anger, a lot of incidents may pop up. A lot of memories may come up. It could be from yesterday, it could be from today, or it could be from your childhood at any point of time. Close your eyes for this statement. And in your mind's eye, repeat this statement. I recognize my stored anger. 7 times you repeat in your mind. I recognize my stored anger. I recognize my stored anger. Okay, keep saying it 7 times. Take your time. Now write down whatever came to your mind. And if you have questions, please type in. I'll guide you through that. All right. Raise your hand if you're done. Yes. Write everything which comes to your mind, because we are going to do a clearing after this. So whatever comes to your mind, you write it on your notebook. If you can share it here, you feel free to share. Otherwise, you just write it and keep it with you. We're going to go through a guided meditation where we'll clear all these things. All right. Third thing is, when you hold the fear of being subjected to somebody's anger or being targeted, it's somewhere related to some guilt, which is unconscious. So we're going to go through that. Since we are working specifically on money, we'll go with the statement. I recognize my guilt of hurting others with money. So this is how it works. If you have some unconscious guilt, known or unknown, if you don't remember, if you hold some guilt where you have hurt somebody because of money or with money, you will always hold that guilt and invite a punishment. Where either invite a punishment or you be in a frequency where you are anticipating a punishment. That's where we hold the fear. That somebody would punish me, abuse me, if I have the money. So what we are going to do is use this statement in the same way, 7 times. I recognize my guilt of hurting others with money. Take your time. Repeat 7 times. I recognize my guilt of hurting others with money. Write down all that which comes to your mind and raise your hand if you're done. Thank you, Anna. All right. fourth one would be this is a fear which comes from dormant memories. It could be from your lineage. It could be from your ancestors. Okay. So you may consciously have no clue about it, but just say the statement, and if something comes up, write down, or just observe your body. What is it going through? If you feel heavy, if you feel some sensation, some energy, you just note down. So the final statement would be, I recognize my association of money with my ancestral incompletions. I recognize my association of money with my ancestral incompletions. I recognize my association of money with my ancestral incompletions. Take your time. I feel as if my neck and jaw is stuck. Which side? Right side? Left side? Entire neck. Okay. With the last statement, you can unmute and speak. It's perfect.
Yeah, with the last statement. So entire jaw and neck, I feel it's stuck. I cannot move it.
You cannot move it.
Just by saying once, it just got stuck.
All right. It's absolutely fine. When we do the clearing, we'll work on it, okay?
Thank you.
Just note down whatever is coming. You can also note down the intensity of this stiffness, what you're feeling in your neck and jaw. Note down that intensity on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being nothing and 10 being the highest. First number which comes to your mind, note it down. Ten. Okay. Interesting. All right. We'll go through a quick meditation. If you have any questions, if some insights have come to you, please feel free to share. Otherwise, we'll go through the meditation and we'll do some clearing. All right. Close your eyes. Relax. Take all your awareness, attention. To the farthest sound or noise you can hear. Slowly bring that awareness, attention, around all the noises which you can hear around your building premises. And all these noises will help you to get into a deeper and deeper state of relaxation. They're not going to disturb you in any way, but help you to get into a deeper and deeper state of relaxation. Slowly bring that awareness inside your house, into your room. And without you opening your eyes, observe the walls, observe the ceiling, and observe the floor upon which your body is resting. Slowly take your awareness, attention around your nostrils, take a deep breath in, breathe in through your nose, hold it for a couple of seconds, and slowly breathe out through your mouth and see each and every cell in your body is getting into a deeper and deeper state of relaxation. This time is for yourself. Nobody wants anything. Nobody needs anything. So just relax. Observe this relaxation slowly spreading on top of your head, on your forehead, your eyes, each and every cell of your face, your neck. Observe this relaxation spreading onto your shoulders, your arms, your palms, filling onto your chest, your stomach, your upper back, middle back, lower back, filling onto your hips, genitals, your thighs, your knees, your calf muscles, your ankles, your feet. Observe this relaxation from the top of your head to all the way down to tip of your toes. Each and every cell getting into a deeper and deeper state of relaxation. Now observe slowly your consciousness drifting away. And moving towards a lift passage. See yourself standing in front of a lift on the fifth floor. Press the button. Visualize the lift coming up and the door is opening. Walk into this lift. This lift is very comfortable, very spacious, with a lot of light and air. You feel very comfortable. Now press zero on this lift. And this lift is going to stop at every floor. And with each floor, you'll get into a deeper and deeper state of relaxation. Slowly, the lift is slowly moving down on the fourth floor, on the third floor, second floor. See it stopping at the first floor, taking you into a deeper and deeper state of relaxation. Going down onto zero. Observe the door opening. Slowly walk out of the lift. And you'll find yourself in a passage where there are doors on both the left and right side. This is a sacred space which holds all the information from your past. You're in charge of this space. You're the owner of this space. Start walking in this hallway. And behind these doors, there is some specific information. Today we are going to look into that door which holds all the information related to fear of getting targeted because of the money, or fear of being a subject of someone's anger with money. Slowly keep walking, and on the right side, you'll find this door. Open the door and walk into a big room, which is very cozy, very comfortable. The lighting is as per your liking. It can be very bright, it can be dim. Whatever makes comfortable. This room adapts to that. Observe the furniture spread across this room. Now, at the center of this room, you'll find a circular platform. And around this circular platform, see, chairs are being placed. Invite your angels, all the higher beings, for guarding you over from the seen and the unseen world, to come and occupy their space and form an intact energy circle. Invite your higher self to join the circle. Take a moment, and if you find any empty chair, invite your masters to fill in. As soon as the circle gets completed, see a grid of light from this circle covering the platform. Observe a golden light completely filling the platform as well as slowly filling the entire room. Walk on to the platform. You'll find chairs placed on the platform as well. This is an energetic platform which can hold as many people energies as needed. Being on the platform, invite all your inner children who witnessed others being targeted and subjected to anger because of the money. Tell your inner children it's absolutely safe to show up. It could be just one inner child, or it could be several inner children. Let them all come and occupy the chairs which are on the platform. Now call all your inner children who are angry either on you or on others or on something. Allow this process to happen. You don't need to think. Just allow them to come up onto this platform. Also call all the people are the things upon which you hold anger, you're angry about. This is a safe space, so you can call all of them without any hesitation. Now invoke all the memories through this life where you have hurt others because of the money. Call all the children. Inner children are part of your personality, which are stuck in time and space because of some adverse situations and sometimes because of trauma. Tell them it's absolutely fine to come onto this platform. Call all of them who have hurt others and holding that guilt of hurting others because of the money. And also call all the people who got hurt because of you. And finally, invite your ancestors from across the generations who have hurt others with the money. Some energies, some people are going to show up. You may not be aware about them at all, but they are meant to be here. These are people from your lineage. Allow them to come onto the platform. As they seek completion through this process. And invite all the people who got hurt because of your ancestors owning up the money. Don't analyze, don't judge. Let them all show up on this platform and take their seats. Observe the intensity of the love and light coming from the circle around this platform increasing. And you can hear this energy flowing through the words. I revive the energies on this platform. I recognize the energies on this platform. I realign the energies on this platform. I reorient the energies on this platform. I reposition the energies on this platform. With your consent and free will, observe the intensity of the energy going up. We revive all the energies on this platform. We recognize all the energies on this platform. We realign all the energies on this platform. We reorient all the energies on this platform. We reposition all the energies on this platform. Observe the frequency of love and light stepping up to tap into that reason at the energy level because of which all these incompletions have happened. And you can hear this energy transmission with these words. We recognize the reason behind all the energies on this platform. We revive the reason behind all the energies on this platform. We recognize the reason behind all the energies on this platform. We realign the reason behind all the energies on this platform. We reorient the reason behind all the energies on this platform. We reposition the reason behind all the energies on this platform. With each recitation, see all the people, things on this platform slowly turning into light. As they start turning into a white light, observe the intensity of the energy from this circle of higher beings getting increased to tap into the gift, the brilliance behind all the incompletions which has created this incompletion. And with this statements, you'll see everything on this platform will dissolve into a white light. We revive the brilliance behind all the energies on this platform. We recognize the brilliance behind all the energies on this platform. We realign the brilliance behind all the energies on this platform. We reorient the brilliance behind all the energies on this platform. We reposition the brilliance behind all the energies on this platform. See, on the platform, there is nothing remains but a white light. And that white light, observe that white light merging into a white light ball. Extend your gratitude to all the higher beings who have contributed to the completion of your learnings as well as the learnings of your ancestors. Now observe this white light ball slowly coming back out of the door. See the door being closed behind you. Now observe this white light slowly coming back through the lift. Coming up, first floor, second floor, third floor, fourth floor, and fifth floor. See the door being opened and the white light moving towards your room, into your room, coming closer to you and entering into your heart center. As soon as this white light enters into your heart center, see your body turning into white light completely. And all those memories which are making you block the money because of the fear of being targeted are being subjected to others' anger. See that all getting dissolved in this white light instantly. Allow this white light to scan through your entire body, and wherever these memories are held in your body, see them getting melted in this white light and being replaced with this white light. Observe your body from the top of your head to all the way down to tip of your toes, completely turned into this white light, allowing a free flow of money in your life. Take a deep breath in. Slowly move your fingers, move your toes. Rub your palms. Give that heat to your eyes. And slowly come back. Welcome back. Have some water. If you have water next to you, please have a sip. All right. Sapna, how are you feeling? What is the intensity of the stiffness in your neck now?
My stiffness is still there, and my head is aching very badly.
What is the intensity?
Temples, both the temples are paining, and I have a lot of itching on my body.
Itching is okay. It's kind of the old beliefs getting kind of realigned. Let's take you up. Let's work through. How is everybody else doing? Anyone have any aches and pains?
All good, maybe. Very relaxed and sleepy.
Very relaxed and sleepy. All right. Sapna, would you be able to switch on your cam? Sleepy. Yeah, that's a good sign. If something is left over, we'll just attend to it. Sapna, would you be able to switch on your camera?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, close your eyes. Tell me, what is the intensity of that stiffness in the neck now?
5.
It was 10 earlier, it is 5 now?
Yeah.
All right. And could you take your attention to your temples? And tell me, what is the intensity?
3.
3, all right. Just repeat these statements with me. I revive
my conflict and confusion.
I recognize My conflict and confusion.
My conflict and confusion.
I realign.
I realign.
My conflict and confusion.
My conflict and confusion.
I reorient.
I reorient.
My conflict and confusion.
My conflict and confusion.
I reposition.
I reposition.
My conflict and confusion.
My conflict and confusion.
Okay, what's happening?
So my headache has increased, and on my right side, on the spine, I feel a lot of heaviness.
Where exactly?
So specifically, just below the neck and towards the end of the spine, the lower back.
Lower back.
Places, yeah. So it's like here and the lower back.
Okay, okay. How's the intensity on the temples now?
It's still 3.
It's still 3? Okay.
Yeah.
Where is the intensity more on your upper back or the lower back?
So specifically this part.
Okay. Please say, I revive.
I revive.
My fear of being arrogant.
My fear of being arrogant.
We will come to the fear. Before that, we'll say, I revive my guilt.
I revive my guilt.
Of being arrogant towards money.
Of being arrogant towards money.
Or because of the money.
Or because of the money.
I recognize.
I recognize.
My guilt.
My guilt.
Of being arrogant.
Of being arrogant.
Of being arrogant about the money.
About money.
Or because of the money.
Or because of the money.
I realign.
I realign.
My guilt of.
My guilt of.
Being arrogant.
Being arrogant.
Because of the money.
Because of the money.
Or about the money.
Or about the money.
I reorient.
I reorient.
My guilt of.
My guilt of.
Being arrogant.
Being arrogant.
About the money.
About the money.
Or because of the money.
Or because of the money.
I reposition.
I reposition.
My guilt of.
My guilt of.
Being arrogant.
Being arrogant.
About the money.
About the money.
Or because of the money.
Or because of the money.
What's happening?
So my right side pain is gone on the neck, but entire heaviness has shifted towards the lower back.
Okay. Okay. Take your awareness there. Give me a metaphor.
I see a big stone that is kept on my lower back. As such that, I mean, it represents me that I should not move.
How big is the stone?
It's huge.
Okay. And if this stone has an intensity, what number would that be?
8.
Okay. And does this stone have a color?
It's dark gray.
And does it have a shape?
Not exactly square. It's between square and rectangle.
Okay. Okay. All right. Just say, I revive this stone.
I revive this stone.
I recognize this stone.
I recognize this stone.
I realign this stone.
I realign this stone.
I reorient this stone.
I reorient this stone.
I reposition this stone.
I reposition this stone.
I revive my need for this stone.
I revive my need for this stone.
I recognize my need for this stone.
I recognize my need for this stone.
I realign my need for this stone.
I realign my need for this stone.
I reorient my need for this stone.
I reorient my need for this stone.
I reposition.
I reposition
my need for this stone.
For this, I need the need for this stone. So I see stone has the size has become much smaller.
Mm-hmm.
But my calves have started paining.
Okay. What is the intensity of the stone now?
3.
Okay. Go to your calves and just say, I recognize my emotional hurts.
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 What comes to your mind when you say that?
Nothing.
Okay. Now bring your awareness back to your head.
Okay.
How is it feeling?
It has gone less. I mean, comparatively, the pain has come down. So I would say it's 1.
Okay. Just say, I revive.
I revive.
My unawareness.
My unawareness.
Of humility in money.
Of humiliating money.
Of humility in money.
I'm sorry, it of?
Humility.
Humility.
In money.
In money.
I recognize my unawareness.
I recognize my unawareness.
Of the humility in money.
Of humility in money.
I realign my unawareness.
I realign my unawareness.
Of the humility in money.
Of humility in money.
I reorient my unawareness.
I reorient my unawareness.
Of the humility in money.
Of humility in money.
I reposition.
I reposition.
My unawareness.
My unawareness.
Of the humility in money.
Of humility in money.
What comes to mind when you say that?
My right chest has started paining very badly. And my right hand has become very stiff.
Please say, I revive.
I revive.
My guilt of blocking the money.
My guilt of blocking the money.
With my fear of becoming arrogant.
With my fear of becoming arrogant.
I recognize.
I recognize.
My guilt of blocking money.
My guilt of blocking money.
With my fear of becoming arrogant.
With my fear of becoming arrogant.
I realign.
I realign.
My guilt of blocking money.
My guilt of blocking money.
Because of my fear of becoming arrogant.
Because of my fear of becoming arrogant.
I reorient.
What? I reorient.
My guilt of blocking money.
My guilt of blocking money.
Because of my fear of becoming arrogant.
Because of my fear of becoming arrogant.
I reposition.
I reposition.
My guilt of blocking money.
My guilt of blocking money.
Because of my fear of becoming arrogant.
Because of my fear of becoming arrogant.
And please say, I revive the humble receiver in me.
I revive the humble receiver in me.
I recognize the humble receiver in me.
I recognize the humble receiver in me.
I realign the humble receiver in me.
I realign the humble receiver in me.
I reorient the humble receiver in me.
I reorient the humble receiver in me.
I reposition the humble receiver in me.
I reposition the humble receiver in me.
So it looks like a loop where some things probably happened. Either you were subjected to a rude, rough and arrogant behavior from others, which made you label money as the reason for this experience. And all those emotional hurts, whatever you're feeling, probably are around it. And what happens is it turns into a loop. When we go through such experience, we feel that if we receive money, we will become arrogant. Either somebody was arrogant to us or we were arrogant in the past because of the money. And if we are holding any beliefs, any guilt around it, then we start blocking money. And when you block money, it's also a kind of an arrogance because how we block money is in different ways. One of the ways is, I don't want money. I don't care about money. These are the subconscious defenses not to go through the experience again.
I had that I don't want money. That was a few years back, yeah.
So, do you have money now?
Not really.
Then there must be something still left, which is, as I told at the beginning, not having money is a symptom. Not wanting money is the reason. And why don't we consciously want money? But some part of us is not allowing it to happen. And one of the important things what I have observed is this fear of becoming arrogant is very strong. So what you can do is start working on rejecting money is also arrogance. It becomes a loop, as I told. If we have money, we'll become arrogant. Now we start rejecting money. Then that also takes us to the same fear of becoming arrogant. We are afraid with money, we'll become arrogant. But the other side of it is, if we don't have money, we can turn arrogant as well. At the end of the day, this arrogance is a defense mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
So the loop is around it. If you work on and increase your awareness that the more money you have, the more humble you will become.
Okay.
They break the pattern for you. It has nothing to do with the money. It looks like you are learning around being humble.
Okay.
This could be the lesson you have picked where you want to learn humility. And humility is, as I told, you can be humble without the money, and you can be humble with money as well.
Yeah, I think I have that belief system since my childhood that if you get money, you're not humble. You're not human.
See, this arrogance, humility is again a drama which is helping us learn something. What happens is this starts, if you talk about energy and spirituality, this starts from this starts at the soul level, where you are like, human life itself is limited. If you remember, or if you have that lingering energy where you realize probably the place from where you came or the energy you are, which is expansive, there are no boundaries, but this human life is limited. So the first rejection starts coming from there, and accepting the ground reality, saying that if I have made a choice to take a birth now, I am here to experience limitedness, limited number of days in your life.
So limited, it could be limited money also?
It's about the experience. It's not about the money.
Okay.
It's the moment, the concept I'm trying to tell you is, first thing is acceptance of the physical presence, physical life. Saying that this has limitations. My physical capabilities have limitation. So everything is limited, but the potential is unlimited. When you make peace with the limitedness, your subconscious mind will take you towards the possibilities which are unlimited.
Got it.
People in the same circumstances can do wonderful. But if we keep fighting this limitedness, if we keep fighting the lack, it is difficult to move towards abundance. When we are, we look at the lack as if this is divinely created, and accept it and say, thank you for teaching me this, not reject it. Then we move forward towards the abundance. These are like programs available. Whatever learning we have, we choose that program.
Got it.
They don't work on their own. Resonate at certain frequency, and all these programs are invited in our space. The moment we say, thank you, I learned whatever I needed to learn, Let me look at the other side. Then we are in a position where we can shift. So if you first come to terms with what you can do is start recognizing the power and potential in being humble. Because normally what happens is we associate humility with weakness. Because of the experiences, because wherever you are humble, you probably are taken advantage of. But this humility helps you ground, and this has more potential. So once you start recognizing the potential in strengths in being humble, you'd be ready to be humble. Money is just the reason which is reminding you. Money has nothing to do with it. The moment you ground yourself, accept the reality, it will start flowing.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, sure. Oh, it's exactly 8 p.m. I think we are good to wind up for today. Thank you. Thank you so much all for participating.
Thank you. Please. Thanks, Mujib.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rajni.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Akshana. Bye-bye. See you next week. Bye.